Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. We are joined by manager Adonis Smith for our weekly conversation. And AD, about halfway through the series against Salem, and you're coming off a competitive one against Fredericksburg, some tough results in that series. But over the last week and a half or so, how have you seen this team play?
I think they've been playing great. I mean, this the ball doesn't always bounce our way, but the guys remain competitive and continue to do the things they do to succeed on the field.
Well, the series started with a walk-off win on Tuesday. I know we talked about this before. It felt like that was a win this team was looking for a while. So to prevail in that kind of fashion, how important was it for this club?
It was awesome. First walk-off win of the season, and it came at an opportune time. You know, the season's starting to, you know, come to an end, but guys are still playing hard and playing to win, essentially, and they're putting forth their best foot daily, and it's starting to show more and more on the field.
It feels like at this point the win-loss record is what it is, and you've got a lot of good teams in front of you yet that you still get to play, and I feel like at this point it's a good thing because you want the best competition in front of you, and this team has that.
Absolutely. I mean, the win-loss record is what it is, but guys are getting better day by day. They're doing things different that they weren't necessarily doing in the beginning of the year, and it's good to see that continuous work prevail and show up in game.
Well, not to bury the lead here, this has been a week where you've added three of the Orioles draft picks, including first-rounder Eric Booth Jr., Ty Head, and Jimmy Anderson. So what's it been like having those three guys in the clubhouse this week?
It's been great. The first thing I told them was, hey, you're here to learn and develop, but also have fun. I mean, you got to have fun with this, and what a great time for them to come to be with us to provide some extra force for us. And they're great. They're great players, but also, again, want to mold them into great men, and this is where their start is, and we're happy to have them.
I know Booth's an interesting one here because he was a guy literally months ago still taking classes in high school, and now he's a professional baseball player. So how have you seen him kind of come in, integrate himself, and get used to the daily grind of being a professional player?
Yeah, he's come in, hit the ground running. I mean, he's ready and excited, and he does it with a smile on his face, and he does it with the work day in and day out. So I'm super excited to have him, super excited to see him work, and also super excited to see him play.
And with that, you also promoted a few players to Frederick this week, DJ Lates and Jordan Sanchez in particular. And it's good to see those guys up. I mean, how proud are you to see the work they put in this year really pay off to earn them that promotion?
I mean, overjoyed is the word I would use. And I wasn't there. I was using my days off. But I did get a chance to speak to DJ over the phone and give him that the actual promotion to go play in Frederick with the Keys. And super happy for them. They worked it. They worked on it. They earned it. And I'd love to see them compete up there, and so far they've had success.
And that has to be the most gratifying part for you too as a manager. I know we've talked on this before, but when you get to tell people they're going up to the next level, you know you've done your job here as a coach, they've done their job as a player to earn their way to the next level. So it's an ultra gratifying thing when you reach that point as a player.
It is. It's kind of one of the first steps after their road to the show. And, you know, they have the potential if they continue to do the things that they do day in and day out and produce on the field. But it is a gratifying feeling to get to tell them all their hard work has paid off and they're getting a chance to move up.
Now, one thing that has been noticed about this team lately, it feels like this team has played better defense. I know you guys did last week in Fredericksburg, only two errors in that series. And it feels like it's taking a little bit, but this team is starting to clean things up and play more fundamentally sound baseball here down the stretch.
It takes time, and that's something that, you know, you try to relate to these guys, and ultimately they can do it. It's just a matter of slowing down, being under control, and doing the things they know how to do best. And ultimately, with the errors, is catching the baseball first and then making the accurate, strong, accurate throw. So, you know, they've been doing a good job working in day in and day out. We're continuing to do work on the side and continue to do work during the workday. And it's showing up in game where guys are actually playing, having fun, but also slowing down, being under control, and making those plays.
And then finally, before I let you go, this team has a lot of talented players on this roster right now, specifically in the outfield. And one of them you've added recently, Yamnardo Reyes from the Minnesota Twins. So you've only been with him for about a week and a half. So what have you seen from him, especially for how young he is, to come in here and kind of insert himself with this team right away?
Great instincts, great first step. Anything you can think of from a young outfielder doesn't play that way. He gets great reads on the ball, makes strong, accurate throws, and covers a ton of ground.
Well, AD, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.